No.
What about soap?
Well, sulfur's in the, some of them call them sulfur.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah, sulfur's the same thing as a couch. But back then, well, there was a lot of, you know, a lot of them was, in them living rooms back then, they had a lot of long benches, you know, that would have, that the women would take feathers and make a pad for the, for them. They used a lot of feathers back then, all in the beds and everything. And wool, we used to have a lot of sheep, mom used to wash a lot of that wool, and she used to make a lot of mattresses and things out of that wool.
You used to have sheep around?
Yeah, until it got, you know, it got built up so much and so many people with dogs got where we couldn't keep them out.
They used a lot of
Yeah, we had over 1,000 head of sheep one time.
Really? Well, you had 900 acres.
Yeah. Them sheep was, we done pretty good with them sheep. Wool was high, and we'd shear them every year. And they sold pretty good back then. Sheep really sold better than cattle did then. I mean, you could get $3 for a sheep back then and $12 for a cow.
Uh-huh.
So, the sheep raised fast, you know. Every one of them probably had two and anywhere from 2 to 3.
Aren't sheep a lot of trouble?
Yeah, they
no, they not so lot. The worst trouble is keeping dogs out of them. Of course, now it's got to be where there's a lot of trouble. Things have changed around. Some parasites has got so bad that they get lung worms now. You don't keep them doctored by you.
Lung worms?
Yeah. They get it out of the ground. And sheep's hard to raise now, but back then we never did doctor no sheep for nothing, and then they stayed healthy all the time.
Of course now,
you could keep your clothes in your bedroom.
Closet.
Uh-huh.
Trunk, old trunks.
Uh-huh. Closet, is that built in the wall?
Yeah.
What about before they had closets?
Well, most back of them just had piece of cloth or something hung across, and if it didn't, they kept them in them trunks. A lot of them kept them in old, big old trunk.
Mm-hmm. What about something with drawers in it?
Well, they had dressers, just like you do now.
Did you ever see anything that had drawers in it and a place for hanging things? Something about the
trunk? Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Well, they most of them called a clothes closet.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, most of them. A lot of them was built in the corner of the house, you know, like they'd take a corner like that and they'd put a, might fill it in a little bit, but build a big door to it and have one side of the wall where they could hang clothes on it and shelves and the other side of it where they could put clothes on it.
Was there ever anything like that you could move around the room?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of them was built that way.
What were they called?
Well, they were called clothes, too.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear about
Jeff Rover? Yeah, well, it's the same thing. The wardrobe is the same thing, just like these wardrobes you buy now, but these today build out of pasteboard mostly.
Uh-huh.
Back then they build them out of lumber.
And say if you wanted to buy some tables or chairs, what kind of store would you go to?
Back then?
Or now?
Now, you can go to a furniture store.
Is that what you used to call all these things in your house, furniture?
That's right.
Give me your house fixings or plumbing.
Yeah, today.
What?
I said today, that's what they call it all, house fixing, plumbing.
Uh-huh. And something that on rollers, you could hang in the window and pull down.
Curtains.
Okay.
Window curtains. Window blowing like that.
Is someone going fishing?
Yeah, Jacob's down there. He's got some friend down here from Atlanta wanting me to go catch that one where you can catch a fish. I mean, you can't catch no fish this kind of weather. Mm-hmm. Wind blow. Dry as it is.
Where would you go fishing? On the
rivers? Yeah, there's some these bar pits where they dug this dirt out for the road out here. There's a lot of fish in it, but you can't catch them this kind of weather.
Yeah.
The wind ain't blowing. I've been out in daylight this morning, the wind hadn't been blowing. You could probably call something.